The coronavirus pandemic has forced next month's Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee to go virtual. And what it ultimately will look like remains to be seen. But what we do know is that conventions are a significant part of the election process. To learn more about the point of political conventions, WUWM's Mayan Silver asked Elaine Kmark, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and author of Primary Politics, to explain.
The formal nomination by a convention is what gets the presidential candidate on all 50 ballots and 51 in the District of Columbia. If you're a presidential candidate running without an established political party, you can get on the ballot, but you've got to collect hundreds of thousands of signatures to do it. So if you're running as a Democrat, a Republican, a Green Party member, there's a couple other parties, the bar is very low for qualifying. It means that once you receive the formal nomination of your party, you are automatically on all the ballots. And if you choose to take it, you automatically receive federal funds to help run your election.
A lot of people may think that when they went to vote in Wisconsin's presidential primary on April 7th, they were directly voting for either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or another candidate, but they weren't. They were voting for delegates, not candidates. Can you explain what that means and how it plays out at the upcoming convention?
Well, you know, the vote these days, it wasn't always the case, but in the modern era, the vote for Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders does mean that you are voting for delegates pledged to Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or whoever. That's mostly what it means. But you are electing individual human beings and things change. The primary season, remember, takes place over 6 months. So it is entirely possible that somebody you voted for in March may no longer be a candidate by the time you get to your convention in August. So then you're a delegate and you are free to choose whichever candidate you want to vote for when the convention happens. So there's that. Secondly, there's the unusual situation. I mean, maybe the candidate who looked like, you know, the perfect candidate in March or April, by August, it turns out they haven't paid their taxes or they have illegitimate children or, you know, who knows what the scandal might be. And you might decide as a delegate that you really can't vote for that person. So there's a variety of things that could happen between your vote and the time that the delegates actually meet in Milwaukee or wherever. They're pretty unusual. Usually, if you vote for Bernie Sanders, you can bet that your delegate will go to the convention and vote for Bernie Sanders as well.
And what's the point of being a Bernie Sanders delegate, for instance, in this year's convention if you're pretty low on numbers?
Well, you still have an influence on the platform. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden have been working hard together. They've had a whole series of task force to put together the platform. In an ordinary time, you would be going to the convention. You would be meeting other like-minded delegates. You would be planning for other races down the road, congressional races, congressional primaries, governor's races, etc. I mean, the thing about a convention, it is the one time quadrennially that people come together from all across the country as one political party. The rest of the time, frankly, when there's no presidential race, political parties operate at the state level, right? Their main interests are who's running for governor, who's running for attorney general, who's running for that open Senate seat, etc. So remember that we are a federal system. And the quadrennial conventions are the one time that the parties are a national party.
That was Elaine Kmark, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. She spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver.